Trump to give USA hockey goalie Presidential Medal of Freedom. President Donald Trump announced that he would award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Connor Hellebuyck, the goalie for the United States men's Olympic hockey team. The announcement was made during his State of the Union address on February 24, just a few hours after Hellebuyck and nearly all of the gold medal-winning hockey team visited the White House. In the gold medal game against Canada's Olympic team, which was considered the best team to appear at the 2026 Winter Olympics, Hellebuyck stopped 41 shots on goal, carrying his countrymen to a 2-1 victory in overtime. His performance included one save that Trump mentioned specifically, where the goalie was able to get his stick behind him to make one of the most memorable saves of the game. "I've never seen a goaltender play as well as Connor," Trump said. The gold medal was the first for U.S. men's hockey since the Miracle on Ice victory in 1980, when Team USA beat the Soviet Union in the semifinals, then topped Finland in the final. The only other time Team USA has won Olympic gold in men's hockey was in 1960. Trump's comments come after War Secretary Pete Hegseth named Hellebuyck Secretary of Defense. Trump suggested there was a vote among the players, and he agreed with them that he should give Hellebuyck the highest civilian award. While he is American, Hellebuyck currently plays for a Canadian team in the National Hockey League. He will return to Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, to resume his role as starting goalie for the Winnipeg Jets. The president also praised the U.S. women's hockey team, which also took home the gold medal by beating Canada. While they declined Trump's invitation to appear at the White House and the State of the Union with the men's team, Trump said that they would be making a trip to the White House soon. Trump touted the gold medal victories as an indication that America would enter an age of winning again, and noted that the hockey player's appearance was one of the first times during his State of the Union address that both Democrats and Republicans stood in applause. "You're going to win again," he said. "You're going to win big. You're going to win bigger than ever." The president transitioned to mentioning that it will be in the United States where the Olympic torch will be lit the next time, for the Summer Olympics in 2028, which will take place in Los Angeles. "We're going to do a good job in Los Angeles," he said.